This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. Kyle's in Montana. And I just can't help it. I have to comment on this. At the top of the hour news, you heard right here that our president, Joe Biden, has depleted the strategic petroleum reserves to the lowest point in 40 years. This is an oil reserve that's used should we need it for military purposes, like war. We've got countries threatening to nuke us. And Joe and company used our strategic petroleum reserve, which is critical for our defense, for political purposes to get people reelected or elected or selected to further destroy the country. His wife is so greedy that she knows what his condition is, and she wants to be in the White House, and she says she doesn't want him to walk away, meaning not run again. I hope he does run again. I really do. Because any opponent will crush him in the selection. Unless it's stolen again. This is serious. And when I say I can't stand talking to people who supported him and still do, I mean it. If this doesn't convince a person that the current regime is on the wrong side of the United States, I don't know what could. We've been lied to about the vaccination, which is a bioweapon. We've been prevented from learning that our country is building bioweapons, like Boston University, that's trying to kill more faster. How is that justified? Does Boston University get any federal funding at all? If they do, has anyone in Congress said, yo, that's it, no more, we're taking it all back, shut down Boston University for omnicide, killing everything? People aren't paying attention. They're allowing this to continue. What the heck are people doing? Are they watching Netflix? Are they watching Prime Video? Are they watching over-the-air reruns? What are they doing? What are people doing? How come no one seems to be mobilized against this mess that we're in to try to fix it? How come? It makes me sick when I see these political signs. It's air pollution. It's vision pollution. You know, vote for, re-elect so-and-so. Never re-elect anybody. Never re-elect anybody. Because once they get a taste of the power and the money, they become corrupt. Never re-elect anybody. Now, is there a possibility that there are a few candidates that might be okay? Yeah. But why take a chance? Why take a chance? Why not throw them all out? Everybody. Start over. I think that's what we need. I think we need to start over with some common sense because we certainly don't have any left. Kyle, any comments before we get into lessons from 5 Minute University?
Yeah, I do. The top of the hour news, here's another reasoning thought process for you folks. So they said, there's a the U.S. economy came roaring back at 2.6% growth. Okay, and they also told you that inflation is 8.3 or 4%, whatever it was. We all know that the inflation is way higher than that. Some foods are 100%, but I was reading this post the other day that was showing that if you just took food alone, they are up, food's up 38%. So if food's up 38%, housing is dropping because of the high interest rates, and your fuel, all of your inner things, anything that has to deal with energy is up. And I will guarantee you folks that 2.6% growth is considering the money that has been spent. Well, if the money that has been spent is because of a 8.3 or 4% or 40 or 50% inflation rate, then the economy is shrinking and dying, and you're just having to pay more just to survive, and that shows up in their manipulated numbers as 2.6% growth. There's the cognitive dissonance and the culture training for weak minds of them telling you that it's 2.6% growth without reasoning the fact that we're going down and you better get prepared for it. That's my comments for that, and I agree with you, Pence. These politicians that have sold us out, and that I can't hardly stand it. I think if we should go back to the fact that no lawyers are ever elected to public office, no lawyers, ever. And every judge that can't pass a constitution test is thrown out immediately. If they can't understand what the Constitution means, they should not be judging. Because if you look at it, folks, the reason, one of the biggest reasons that our country is going into the toilet is because the judges are legislating from the bench. And these guys are corrupt by and large. The vast majority of them are so corrupt and so politically motivated that they don't care about the country. They care about their political agenda, and it's killing this country. We're ripe, just like Rome was, to be overtaken. Now we can go to 5-Minute University if you want, Vince.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with the class some numbers. You know, working on a Chevy pickup truck, like 2004, roughly, model. And it's just a little V8 engine. And just a four-wheel drive, standard pickup truck. Kind of like the one I drive. A water pump and fan clutch kit. So it's a water pump and the thermostatically controlled fan clutch kit is $185 at AutoZone. Now, that does not include installation. Add to that, you know, maybe, well, first of all, you have to take the radiator shroud out. You have to take the fan blade off. You have to drain the cooling system, okay? And you have to disconnect the hose. You might be in this for a couple hours, possibly three, by the time you drain the cooling system, by the time you refill the cooling system and then test it to make sure that the heater still works and, you know, all of the things that are associated with the cooling system still operate. You're looking at, well, probably $200 labor, maybe $300, plus the $185 for the water pump. Unless the mechanic marks up the water pump. you know, charges you maybe 15, 20. Some mechanics double the price that they pay for parts. Double. So that $185 water pump would be, you know, darn close to $400 if they double the price and then added the labor. This is getting to be an expensive proposition. Antifreeze is about $20 a gallon. Might take 2 gallons. So if you think that inflation is not hyperinflation, it's not true. It's absolutely not true. So that being said, make sure that you don't use just water in your cooling system, should you live in states where there's no freezing. So if you live in Florida or states where it's really warm and you don't think you're ever going to have freezing problems, don't just put water in your cooling system, because water does not contain the anti-rust additives. It doesn't have the anti-corrosion additives. It doesn't have the lubricity of antifreeze / coolant. Because coolant or antifreeze, which are synonyms, depending on whether you live where it's cold or where it's hot, it's coolant where you live where it's hot, when you live where it's hot, and antifreeze where you live when it's cold. There are lubricants in that so that the seals on the water pump shaft don't fail from friction. Okay, it lubricates the seals. If you don't have the antifreeze in there, the water pump will fail really fast. So don't do that. Okay? So there's more reasons to have the right amount of coolant and the proper coolant in your cooling system on your vehicle, more than just for antifreeze purposes. Okay. Kyle, we experienced something that recently that we have never experienced before. I want to share this with you. And this is going to show that sometimes it's really, really difficult to fix a vehicle. So a truck came in, and when the brakes were applied, the truck would shudder. The whole truck would bang, 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 and then come to a stop. So we put it up on the lift. The steering system had lots of wear in it. The tie rod ends had wear in it. The steering rack had wear in it. The pitman arm had wear in it. The pitman arm didn't have a steering rack. The pitman arm had wear. The idler arm had wear. The tie rod ends had wear. The bushings for the control arms had wear. The bushings at the end of the torsion bars had wear. And the brake drums were not true. They would wobble. Okay? They were not true. So they would wobble as they went round and round. And when you stepped on the brake, that wobbling of the brake rotors would cause a shuddering. We looked at this and we can't fix it. We got a vehicle in that had so many parts that need to be replaced that it literally would be well over $1,000 in just parts to fix the bushings, the tie rod ends, all of these things. We decided that we can't do it. How do you tell a customer that the vehicle is so worn out that it's not practical to fix it? Have you ever experienced that in the shop where you worked?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Kyle, did you ever have a vehicle at the dealership when you were advising customers as to what to do that was like this? It really had so many problems, it just didn't make sense. This was heartbreaking for me.
Well, yeah, Vince, I had it twice, actually. But both times, it was not necessarily everything else, like you were mentioning, you know, with the front end and the drive line and all of the drivetrain and all that stuff. Both times it was with engines. One time we had a Buick LeSabre that had like 270,000 miles on it. And it was her only car, the lady's only car. And unfortunately she was driving and the timing chain broke and it rammed the piston into the engine, and it wasn't worth repairing, you know, to put another engine in. Even a used engine wasn't worth fixing the car. And it also happened another time recently, about 6 months ago, where a person that we know was driving a Honda Pilot that has the 3.5 V6 in it. And it had about 170,000 miles on it, which ran fine. It ran great right up until the point where it also broke the timing belt and ran the piston into the valves. So the engine used, we found one engine used that was $3,000 used that had decent miles on it. Plus shipping,
plus installation, and they were calling for 20, I called a mechanic on this just for curiosity, they were calling for 27 hours to replace this engine, pull it out, replace it with another engine, and the mechanic's hours was $85 an hour. So as you can imagine, it wasn't worth repairing. So if you have a vehicle, folks, that's a little one spot for the 5-minute university. If you have any vehicle and you're driving, you should make sure that you should find out if it's an interference engine or a non-interference engine. Because even if it is a non-interference engine, which that Buick was supposedly, it still rammed the pistons into the valves and ruined that engine. But just because it says it's a non-interference engine, you should at intervals of less than, in my opinion, less than 170,000 miles, you should get the timing chain or timing belt. For sure, if it's a timing belt, you should have that done about every 90,000 miles. But if it's a timing chain, you could, under 170, you should get it replaced as a matter of maintenance. And it is going to be spendy. I will flat tell you that under most circumstances, you're going to spend $450 to $750 to $800 getting it replaced anymore. But it's better than having an engine blow up or be ruined to the point where it's not worth repairing the vehicle.
That's what Kyle's talking about. He talks about an interference versus a non-interference engine. Typically, the high-performance engines are more interference-type engines than non-interference engines. And here's what happens. In the engine, the piston compresses the air-fuel mixture on the upstroke. And in an interference engine, right about that time as the piston starts going down, the downstroke, the valves will open up. The intake valves will open up. And if the timing is off, meaning the timing of the valves coming down when the piston's going up, they bang into each other. And when the valves bend, because they get hit with the piston, it can damage piston rings, pistons. It can damage the head, believe it or not. It's a lot of mechanical damage that can happen. That's an interference engine. A non-interference engine is, if the valves get out of time with the piston, nothing breaks. Okay? That's a non-interference engine.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk made a big splash on Twitter with a video of himself walking into the tech giant's headquarters ahead of his takeover of the company. Musk, who is set to officially have ownership of Twitter by Friday, shared a clip of himself walking into Twitter's lobby while carrying a sink. Musk said, "Entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in." Railroad managers and union representatives will head back to the bargaining table after a second union voted to reject President Biden's tentative agreement. The Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, representing more than 6,000 workers, announced its members voted down the tentative deal yesterday. All 12 railroad unions need to independently approve the deal to avoid a strike next month, which would endanger the national supply chain. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated on this Thursday morning. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh,
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the season,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, the internet experts say that you should replace a timing belt on your engine. This would be a rubber belt, which is reinforced with either nylon or rayon quartz. And it's cogged, so it's designed not to slip. And the internet experts say that you should replace this between every 30,000 and every 120,000 miles, depending on the vehicle. There's what happens. Can you see these timing belts? Not really. They are hidden by covers to keep dust and debris from getting in the belt and cogged pulley mechanism to prevent it from slipping. So you don't want debris in there because it can cause it to slip. And if it does slip, you can mechanically destroy your engine. The valves can run into the pistons, you know, slam into it, and bend and break parts, and you'll have a mechanical catastrophe inside the engine. Well, can you see the belts? No, because they're covered by these covers. Sometimes they're plastic covers, sometimes they're metal covers, and they're hidden from view, so you can't see them. And they operate at really high temperatures. They operate at somewhere between 180 degrees Fahrenheit when the engine's warmed up to a little over 200 degrees when the engine's warmed up. So it's a rubber belt running at high temperatures, and it absolutely, positively will fail. No question. It's just when. And you don't know when. So that's why there is a recommendation that you change these belts. So how much does it cost? Well, if you have somebody do it, the average cost to replace a timing belt is between $567 and $743. Now, that's the cheap way. The cheap design is to use a timing belt. The expensive way is to use timing gears, nothing but cast iron gears. And the middle of the roadway is to use a timing, two timing gears and a timing chain. So, most of the V8 engines have timing gears combined with a timing chain. Some of the imported vehicles, like, you know, I would say some Hondas and Volvo, you know, the inline four-cylinder Volvo engines of yesteryear, they used timing belts. So the timing belts absolutely have to be replaced more often than timing chains. And timing gears, I've never seen one fail, personally. So, but you don't see them very often because they cost so much more to machine. There's a lot more machining and effort involved in a camshaft, crankshaft timing arrangement that's all gears. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I've got a couple, Vince. So when I was talking to you earlier about the lady who the supposed the timing gears did break, General Motors back in the day used these timing gears that were made out of nylon rather than metal. And the reason they used the nylon is because it was quieter. Well, it just so happened that in the same week that this lady's gears broke and ruined her engine, a banker who used our dealership for all of his maintenance needs, she was driving down the road, and even though it's the 3.8 engine is considered a non-interference engine, it did ram the pistons into the valve somehow and ruined that engine. But the banker was backing out of his driveway, and the car just stopped. He was doing very low RPM, and when his gears broke, so we were able to replace the gears in his car, and they were fine. That's why I said if you've got gears or not, you should go in there and replace them about 150 to 170,000 miles, even though your engine might say that it's a non-interference engine. The other thing to bear in mind is that if you have the timing belt changed. Under most of these foreign cars, Subaru, Honda, Toyota, a lot of them have three or four different seals that are right there by that timing belt and a water pump that's right there by that timing belt. And you should have the mechanic, while he's in there, replace those seals and that water pump. I have seen it where mechanics go in there and replace that belt, and they don't have enough integrity to tell the customer that, you know, for another $100 here, we can replace this water pump and these seals while we're in here, rather than you have to pay for having everything removed again when your water pump starts leaking. So while you're in there, there's a reason that it costs a little bit more. If you have a decent, honest mechanic, they will go in there and replace the seals. They'll replace the water pump and the timing belt while they're doing it. Your comments, Ben?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, if you go to AutoZone and you look up some of these timing belts, you'll see that a kit is sold with the seals, the timing belt, and the water pump, all as an entire kit, because AutoZone knows that you should replace all of them. They know that. And they want to encourage you to do it, not only to sell you more parts, but so you don't have to do it again. Because class fluids are getting really expensive. I'm talking about oil, engine oil. I'm talking about antifreeze. I'm talking about automatic transmission fluid. So when fluid has to be drained, if you can reuse it, great. But if you have to replace it, it adds to the cost. So you might as well do it all at the same time, because at, let's say, 100,000 miles, that water pump's going to fail at some point. Sometimes it takes a long time for a water pump to fail. We've gone a couple 100,000 miles on a Chevrolet V8 or a Chevrolet V6, you know, 2000 to 2004 year. Those water pumps lasted a long time. But not all water pumps last that long. So, but Kyle, this is painful for me, because when I was selling auto parts behind the counter in 1969, you could buy a water pump, a remanufactured water pump, because they were cast iron back then. All they did was replace the seals and the shaft, provide a gasket, and it was $7.99 for a, it didn't matter whether it was a Ford or a Chevy or a Chrysler, it was $7.99. Now, if you want a new one, it was more expensive. It was $9.99 for an all-new water pump. So prices have gotten really expensive, and the antifreeze from back then, which was probably $1.79 a gallon, is now $20 a gallon. And this is that no inflation that you keep hearing about. It's really, really getting expensive to do everything. And what we're finding is fewer and fewer people know how to work on cars. Very few. And especially the owners, the drivers of vehicles have no clue. Have no clue what to do. They don't necessarily even know if they have a spare tire or not. Now, how is it possible that somebody could go and buy a new car and not look in the trunk and say, wait a minute, something's missing here. I don't see a jack. I don't see a jack to jack. There's no spare tire either. There's no jack. There's no lug nut wrench. Where is it? They don't even say that. It's unbelievable to me. How can somebody get in a vehicle and not be concerned whether there's a spare tire there or not? How is that possible? How can somebody get in a vehicle and not look at the tires before going? How is that possible? Now, these are all lessons in 5-Minute University. And frankly, the lesson about looking at your tires before you get in the vehicle, that shouldn't even be a lesson. Everybody should know that. You know, if you time me, if you say, on your mark, get set, go, and I'm standing right next to the driver's door of my antique Mercedes, my little diesel Mercedes, E300D, 1996, if I'm standing where I can reach the door handle to open up, and you were to time me how long it would take me to get in that car, it would take 30 seconds. Because I wouldn't just get in the car. I would walk around the entire car and look at the tires. And if I thought one of them was a little low, I'd be pressing on it with my thumbs to see if it really was low. Why is it that everybody doesn't do that? Why? Kyle?
Well, not only that, Vince, but
you would be pressing on it, but you'd more than likely, like me, have an air pressure gauge in your glove box. And if you thought it was low, you'd open the glove box, pull out your air pressure gauge, and go check it. It's just like common sense, you know? The other thing, you know, you're talking about people with no jack. If you look, and I was over at my mom's the other day, and she had the TV on, and they were advertising this company that was selling cars that you could buy, and it looked like a great big window thing going up, you know, 10, 12 stories high, and it's like window shopping for cars. And you haven't driven this car, but you're able to quote unquote compare prices online with these cars, looking around, and you're buying it based on price and look. That's what we were talking about at the beginning of this 2 hours. People have lost the ability to cognitively consider the fact that they don't know anything to start with, but they've also lost the ability to think that, you know, there could be something wrong with this car that ain't going to show up for 2 weeks, a month, 2 months. If I just look and it's got a slight head gasket leak, they haven't got a clue what that means. An intake manifold gasket leak. They can't look in the engine and pull the oil cover off where you're going to add oil to it and see if there's foam on there, because that's one of the reasons it tells you you've got a head gasket leak. Or take the radiator cap off and see if there's oil in there. You don't know that from buying something online. If you look on top of the engine and you look down in the little valleys around there and there's oil setting down in there, or there's coolant starting to seep in there, you know you've got a problem. But if you buy that online, you're up that fabulous stream without a paddle.
Yeah. So when we come back, let's talk about buying a used car. You know, I can't do it by myself. I can't buy a used car by myself, and our son can't buy one by himself either. It takes two people.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So let's talk about buying a used car. Unless you're going to buy it from a dealership or a private party. I can't do it by myself because there are things that I can't do all by myself. Such as, one of the things I'd want to do is have somebody drive the vehicle while I follow it, somebody I trust. And so the prearranged pattern of events would be, well, let's start out slowly, take it on a straightaway, and then accelerate and see if there is blue smoke coming from the tailpipe. If there is, that means that the engine is burning oil. And then decelerate and see if there's blue smoke coming from the oil, from the engine, the tailpipe. Okay, so those are two signs that you've got a worn-out engine. Then I would have the person drive past me while I listen on a quiet road to see what the running gear sounds like, to see if there's strange noises, to see if there's gears or a differential that are noisy. I would want to see if, and follow the vehicle, me being in the second vehicle, follow that vehicle, see if it goes down the road straight, but it goes down the road kind of on an angle, like a dog would walk, meaning that it's been in a severe, probably a severe accident, and the frame is bent, or the front end is out of alignment. And I would look at the tires to see how the tires have worn, because if the tires are worn unevenly, those are signs of either improper alignment, frame damage, out of balance condition if they're cupped. You can tell a lot by that. And as Kyle talked about, look inside the radiators or oil in there. That would mean that there's a head gasket leak, probably, or a block that's cracked. Or is there antifreeze in the oil fill cap? Is there kind of like a tan-colored latte, which means that there is moisture in the engine? Or there's a coolant leak inside the crankcase. So those are the things that I would want to do. And I certainly would not turn the radio on because that covers up the noises. I would want to have somebody drive past me with a manual transmission and hear it shift as they go by. I would want to do the same thing with an automatic transmission. I'd want to hear it go by upshifting and downshifting. I would want to feel the brakes with light pedal to see if the rotors are not true. And I'd want to see how well it stops when you let go of the steering wheel, you know, when you're coming to the end of a stop, to see if one side is pulling and the other side's not. I'd want to listen to the sounds of braking to see if any of the rotors are being scored by the brake pad backing, which is steel and not friction material. So a million things. Of course, you'd want to check the air conditioning. You want to look for cracks in the windshield. You want to know if the windows go up and down. You flat out can't tell if a vehicle is worthy of purchase by looking at it on the internet. It's impossible, Kyle.
Yep, absolutely. That's more training, though, of the culture training for weak minds, like I mentioned before. And folks, the only way to know to what degree it has affected you is to identify it. If you think in terms of allowing someone to do something for you in the sense that you can't even wrap your mind around the reality of you doing it, then you have culture training for weak minds. And it is affecting you. And you need to look at your thought processes and try to figure out how you're going to survive if that crutch, mental, emotional, or physical, is not there anymore. Because that's what USA Prepares is all about, is trying to prepare your mind, your emotions, your thought process, and get you physically ready and mentally ready for what's about to happen in this country.
Kyle, let me read that. I went to How to Buy a Used Car, Edmunds.com. They have a lot of information about cars, and they used to be fairly well trusted. They have 10 things that you should do when you go to buy a used car. I can't believe what they say. Most of it I took for granted, and I was getting into the details of what to look for, okay? But they say, number one, how much can you afford? Well, I figured we all knew that. Number two, build a target list of used vehicles. I figured we all did that. Check prices. Huh. That's 3 out of the 10 so far. Number four, locate used cars for sale in your area. Really? Number five, check the vehicle history report. Well, sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's accurate. Sometimes it's not. Contact the seller. That's number six. Test drive the car. Number seven. Have the car inspected. Number eight. Negotiate a good deal. Really? Okay. And 10, get the paperwork done. Most of what they tell you is fluff. Getting down to the nitty-gritty is what Kyle and I were talking about. Kyle, I look forward to more classes with you, not next week, but the week after, right?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you, Kyle, for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.